This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Pleased to be joined with co-host Amy Cordova, who serves as Missions and Women's Ministries Partner for Oklahoma Baptist. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
Well, I hope I got your title exactly right there, but
you did.
We appreciate all the ways you serve and lead. And it's time for the Oklahoma State Missions Offering, the Edna McMillan State Missions Offering. I thought you could tell us a little bit about what's going on with that emphasis this year.
Yes. Every year, we really put an emphasis on doing missions in our own state. It's a time where Oklahoma Baptists shine within their own communities and neighborhoods and shining a light on Jesus and how he heals broken hearts and brings about hope in areas that are just really broken. And we focus on that word brokenness a lot when it comes to state missions offering and embracing brokenness as an opportunity. And so this year we are highlighting different areas in order to really make an impact on those areas in our state. There's three main areas that we're focusing on, and we've created some beautiful videos that are explaining that for our churches to view. But the first one is prison ministry. And that is an exciting area that we can really dive into and make an impact on inmates' lives. And so through OBU, we are opening up education to prisoners. And these are for those who are long-term prisoners. And they will receive a theological education from Oklahoma Baptist University. And we get to fund that ministry through the state missions offering. So we're going to be beginning that in at LARC, which is the Lexington Assessment and Reception Center. These inmates will, it's kind of like they're at college. They're going to room together. They're going to be in a pod, an educational pod, so they'll study together, they'll eat together, they'll live together, much like college students do at a university. But in all of that, they're learning about the hope in Jesus and how to share their story. So essentially, they're becoming missionaries within their own prison cells. And our hope is to see this program spread across the state so that these inmates have an opportunity to really make an impact.
Something I loved in the video, of course, hearing from Dr. Heath Thomas, president of OBU, in the video, and Hans Dillbeck, our state exec, who's just got a real heart for this, was just the moral transformation we see in the lives. And this has been a proven program, really, in Louisiana and now coming to Oklahoma. It's exciting.
It is exciting. And our state says moral rehabilitation, but we really know that's spiritual transformation.
Amen.
And so they really are becoming missionaries within our prisons. And we hope that not only this ministry will impact our prisons, but it will impact those outside, their family members, their children, that will leave a legacy for that spiritual transformation.
Amen. That's awesome. And these videos are all on the website, statemissionsok.org. And just a little bit, Amy, we're going to have on the line one of the DOMs, Directors of Missions in our state, Matt Spann, who will be talking about the partnership missions component. But there was one video about pastoral care, a second area. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. And this one is one of my favorites because it's so important. We know that in order to have healthy churches, we need to have healthy pastors. And there are many areas of life that might be a struggle, whether that's a circumstance, something unexpected in a family, or just a situation that they need extra help on. As Oklahoma Baptists, we are coming together to provide the funds for counseling services for ministers and their families in order to really get that support that they need to continue on the ministry.
One of our colleagues, Amy Peterson, is featured in that, and just her heart comes through for seeing ministers and ministry wives. What's the importance of that? Here we are in August talking about that,
yes,
that topic.
Yes, Amy Peterson is new to our staff at the beginning of this year because we're really putting a focus on the relationships that need to take place in supporting our ministers and our ministry wives. And so we have an entire group dedicated to building relationships and supporting our pastors in their everyday field of ministry. And so Amy is a huge part in supporting our ministry wives especially.
It's a powerful video. Before we get Matt on the line to talk about that third emphasis, Amy, the partnership missions component, stepping back, could you just tell what the offering's all about, what churches can do, how Oklahoma Baptists can pray, and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So in September, we have this week of prayer, which we highlight, and we pray and we plan and we share about missions in Oklahoma. We have a goal this year of $1.2 million. These funds directly impact missions in our state, and it elevates our ability to provide food for the hungry, to work through adoption and foster care. In so many areas, we're able to impact ministry in our state, and these funds help us do that. So from addiction care was a highlight we had last year. We're continuing on that this year. And so during September, we really highlight these initiatives in order to provide the funds so that we can do the work of the ministry.
And people remember Lottie Moon as far as the International Mission Board and Annie Armstrong, Edna, and this fuels really what God's doing in our state.
Exactly, yes. So Edna really is what the mission is named after, Edna McMillan. And so in order to educate children on what that looks like and how we operate together as Oklahoma Baptists, we've put together some activity sheets. And in these activity sheets this year, we highlighted all three offerings that Oklahoma Baptists participate together. So when it comes to September, that's Edna McMillan. And then around Christmas, we support missions overseas with Lottie Moon. And then around Easter, we highlight the Annie Armstrong Easter offering. And so we are able to educate children in those areas of what that looks like and how we give together. We also have some other fun activity sheets available to children to share about what these dollars go to and how their giving and their prayers can impact our state.
Those children's activity resources are awesome. I mean, grown-ups can enjoy them and learn a lot. To something Hans Dilbeck said as he wrote a letter to pastors, he acknowledged 2020 has been a challenging year, to put it mildly, and especially in this area of church attendance and how the coronavirus has affected our state and around the country and world. But he said this, "God is glorified when people give out of scarcity. I know that this year finds many of our people and many of our churches with real financial challenges. If we merely give our surplus, we might not give much. However, we are called to sacrificial giving, and God is glorified through sacrificial giving." What a powerful concept. I love that.
Absolutely. And so many churches rally around this offering, and they make it fun for their church in order to raise these dollars. And so it's interesting to see how many churches get creative, and knowing how important this offering is, 100% of these gifts advance the gospel in our state. And so by providing these funds and giving of our dollars, even in a year that seems so scarce and so unknown, it makes a huge impact into how the gospel advances in our state.
Amen. Well, one aspect is this missions around the world. So let's take time here and get Matt Spann, who serves here in Oklahoma and has done so much ministry work and missions. How are you, Matt?
Doing well.
Thanks for taking time for us. So you're serving as a director of missions in our state and have a lot of areas of responsibility. You'd served with the International Mission Board as well. And I thought you could talk about what you talked about in the video, which is this partnership missions idea and just what God is doing with all that and why you see it as such a priority for your association, Cherokee Strip, as well as Oklahoma Baptists.
Okay. Our association has 32 churches, the majority of which are smaller churches. We have a couple of fairly large churches, and then some that are medium size out at the edges of our association. But for the most part, they're smaller churches that would struggle to be able to send their pastor or members on a mission trip overseas. But about the way the state is helping out is as they help pay half of the cost for a pastor who's exploring a possible partnership, that enables a lot of guys to go that otherwise wouldn't be able to go. And one thing I love about Dr. Dilbeck's vision is us partnering with not only IMB personnel, but IMB personnel from Oklahoma. And so there's a natural connection there. And when those missionaries that we partner with or personnel come back on stateside assignments, they can speak in our churches. We have an easy way to connect up with them because they're back in our states, our state often. And another thing I like, I've been thinking about the advantage of working through IMB personnel overseas, is that our IMB personnel are trained to not just work with one particular church or one particular location, but generally a large area or a large people group. And so when we work in and through them, they have the big picture in mind. They're not just focused on one local church. They're focused on a group of churches, and they're not just focused on one particular town. They might be focused on a large area where a particular people group lives. And so there's really an advantage there of working through our personnel. Of course, they are sent out from our churches, so they're naturally an extension of our missions ministry as Southern Baptist churches anyway.
Yeah, and Matt, one thing I love about the work that you're doing with Partnership Missions is it's encouraging our missionaries who are on the field. When we gathered together back at annual meeting in November of 2019, Dr. Dilbeck listed four goals that we have over the next 5 years, and one of those is to send more missionaries on the field. And we've discovered through a survey that as our church members are going overseas and visiting our missionaries on the field, that many of them come back home and then they start thinking about how can we further affect the gospel overseas? And we've seen that happen even within our own state.
Oh, yeah.
As being a former missionary, what does it mean when people from home come to visit you on the field?
It's a tremendous encouragement. One of the first mission teams that came to work with us in Madagascar actually brought some Krispy Kreme donuts from Alabama.
That's
made a
impressive.
Huge impression on us. It's just a taste from home. And but just seeing familiar faces and knowing that people have been praying for us, and then to come and work alongside us is a tremendous boost. As a church planter, I would plan for teams to come as part of our strategy to start up new work. And teams come with a lot of enthusiasm and passion and a burst of energy that often would help us right in the weeks or months leading up to the grand opening for a new church. They help us contact a whole lot of people quickly. There's an excitement that they bring. An excitement that is contagious when people see a group that's working with us, and it's a real draw for outsiders who are curious about what's going on. And we found it to be very effective in helping us kind of kick off new works, because it was just a new place where we were doing evangelism.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Now I'm hungry for Krispy Kreme, but seriously, though, Brother Matt, in the video, one of the churches in your part of the state is featured, and I thought you could take a moment and tell us about some churches who are now going as part of this and have caught the vision.
Well, in the video, Liberty Southern is featured. Their pastor, whose name is also Matt, went with us on a trip over to Volgograd, and I think his eyes were open to ways that not just he could serve as in teaching in a missionary school they have there, but also in a number of other ways that folks from his church could go and help be involved in the Volgograd area of southern Russia where we're working. There are just a lot of different kinds of ministries that the churches there are doing, and I think Matt saw that there are people that have different gifts, and those gifts can all be put to use in this partnership. So I think it was an eye-opener for him to realize his people will be praying for him, but he feels like there will be other people going along with him to use their gifts to serve.
Matt, for churches that have yet to get involved with missions overseas, what message would you send to our pastors and our church members out there who have yet to develop that relationship?
Well, it's kind of like Peter stepping out of the boat. There is a sense of risk anytime you go to another culture, especially somewhere you're not familiar. But as you pray for the unreached peoples of the world and God puts on your heart a particular people group, if he calls you to go, don't be afraid to step out and do it. And I think it's been when a pastor's eyes are open, it has a way to open the eyes of the whole church. And a pastor and key leaders who go come back with a contagious enthusiasm that sort of sets the church on fire for missions again and reminds us of why we originally came together as Southern Baptists and the value of cooperative missions. And I just feel like it's something that every church should look at the possibility of doing. There is a sense when somebody goes, they become aware of the needs in a way they can never know just by watching videos or reading. There's something about just being on the ground there and seeing the need and finding a way to respond.
Good word, good word. Well, we've been talking about the state missions offering. You can go to statemissionsok.org to find out about how you or your church can be part of it, can pray and plan and support this offering. Matt, would you be willing, as we come to the end of our time here, to offer any prayers or other thoughts that we should be thinking about as Oklahoma Baptists about missions today and maybe even this offering? Do you have any closing thoughts on that?
Sure. First, just to say thank you for your faithfulness in giving. Those of you who give to the state missions offering, it really is making a difference as we see pastor trips to Russia and other places on the other side of the world who probably would not have the means to go otherwise into a culture that's not their own and share the gospel through a translator or whatever needs to be done in that context. As you go out, remember that the IMB personnel you're working with, many of them were short-term missionaries themselves as part of a mission team, and that's how God called them to full-time service. They know what it's like to step out into the unknown, and they're willing to come alongside you and help do all they can to orient you and guide you. In a sense, part of why we send them there is to help facilitate our folks from churches coming out there and being a part of partnering with them in missions. So in a sense, you've got some faithful guys who understand what it's like when you go overseas. And so we don't work alone. Working in partnership has many benefits, but that's definitely one of them, having a trusted guide to help you into that culture and to help you make sure that your work is fitting into the strategy.
Amen. Good word. Well, we're out of time for this episode. I want to thank Matt Spann for his ministry and leadership and coming on the podcast today. Thanks to co-host Amy here for telling us all about the offering. Go to statemissionsok.org for more information. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.